Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Chris here, and welcome to another episode of Entertainment Podcast. But welcome to a very live special edition of Entertainment Podcast, the last episode for 2023 of the season. But there's a but. We are going to be back live. I'll be back live on Friday next week, the upcoming week. For the, third annual Christmas special. We'll be live on Facebook. We'll be live on YouTube. I look forward to it. I really am looking forward to that Christmas special. But today I have a good Twitter follower from the Fun Football Podcast. It's Isaac. How's it going, Isaac?
I'm good, Matt. How are you doing?
Good. I know my intro really, I butchered that. I always seem to butcher. It's been a long season. And I said that to HB once when I had him on the podcast before. But, it's telling me my health is good on there. I'm not used to streaming to two platforms. This is like a complete new thing for me. I very, very rarely stream to two platforms, fixing my broken chair. But, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Oh, man. All right. 35. I'm a teacher in Texas. I live a little like south of Dallas. Lived in Arizona for almost 20 years. Just decided, I've always wanted to do podcasting and talk about sports, but I actually dabbled in high school in New Mexico and Arizona. I lived in Arizona for almost 20 years. I dabbled with entertainment, ironically, not sports in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I was an entertainment editor at two different high schools and in college in Arizona. I'm also divorced, and my new wife is the best and very supportive. And I think that that base and just the when I talk to people about it, like all my family and friends, which I'll get into more, they're like, yeah, you should give it a shot. And now that I'm doing it and other people are bringing me on shows, it's pretty sweet. It's awesome to be on this one. I was on Rumble this morning. And that was a big show. That was nerve-wracking, but a lot of fun. But I just was like, why not do it? And then I started doing it, and I got really into it. And I'm only 3 months in, and it's starting to kind of take off, actually. So probably be doing it to come. I think I got the bug.
Yeah. Because I know they say a lot of podcasts only last like 18 weeks or something, and then they completely go off, off the air and all that, which is sad, Like, really.
Exactly.
I've been really encouraging those who are podcasting to keep on podcasting, keep on going, and to not give up.
Yeah, I mean, some groups and people are like, it's kind of funny now that getting past that beginning hump. Mm-hmm. There was weeks where I usually do two shows where I only did one because I was just burnt out, and I'm tired, I won't lie. After the season, I'll be taking a break for a little bit in the summer, but it's been fun, man. I also now I'm a guest host on Frozen Tundra Network. Mm-hmm. And that is a blast. Yeah. And it's cool bringing me and my buddy do it every week. So me and Bill, this kind of started, the Fun Football Podcast kind of started. Me and my buddy Bill, I met him at a really awful school I worked at. I'm a teacher, special ed, and met him at the worst school I've worked at, but me and him became buddies, and we started to pick him. This was 2 years ago. It's our third year. Mm-hmm. And we were just having such good dialogues about the picks. I'd already been thinking about it. And right after the season started, I should have jumped on it before. I was like, why not do this? And I started solo. And then I was like, I should bring Bill on. We're talking football every week. And he's awesome. He actually did a radio show. He's in his 50s now. He did a radio show in his early days. I can tell. He actually has a degree in radio. That was his first major. So I got kind of lucky there because he's naturally really good at it.
Yeah. That's really cool. I never knew that about Bill. I've only known Bill very short. What? How long have we been connected? About a week now? About a week?
Yeah.
Approximately about a week. We've been connected, I think, now on X, formerly known as Twitter. So
I never talked to the same Bill. It's my Bill. It's Bill from my show. I don't know if he's on X.
No? No. I'm talking about, I didn't know that about Bill.
Bill, I don't think he's on X. The Bill that's on my,
No, I'm talking about, I didn't know he was into radio, so.
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't right away either, but I could kind of tell because he knows how to bounce off you well and stuff. I wasn't surprised when he told me. Yeah. He told me after we started the show, I didn't even know that. But we do this pick'em, and last year we kind of sucked, and this year I think what's helped us, this is not only is the show, been fun. But we do a weekly pick'em, and we've won twice. We split, and we're actually in the top 15 right now. So he's extremely excited because he gets super into that stuff. He's even more into it than I am. But because of the podcast, because we're doing it now, we're doing it live, and we've been putting them out for people. Mm-hmm. We've taken it even more seriously, and our picks have been way better. So it's been fun.
Yeah, I know you guys did. What was it? What was it called? The college football you did recently too.
Oh yeah. You hopped on for that one. That was fun. We actually talked last night. I'm partly tired because I talked to him for about an hour and a half last night. I should have done this on air, man. I found a list that gave me all the transfer guys, and it was pretty good. There's another one I just found that was even better, but I was actually like, I was exhausted, so it wouldn't have been great. But I was like talking to him for an hour and a half. It could have been another episode. There were so many transfer guys. I think we switched like four or five games.
Wow.
And there's a lot of guys sitting their bowl games. So yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm surprised. One thing I'll add is I'm surprised that my Gophers are in a bowl. I thought they're out. They suck this year. No, they're in. I should actually wore my.
They're in.
I should have worn my Gophers hat. I do have a Gophers hat.
You should have worn it, man. You have it?
It's upstairs right now.
Okay. So no worries.
You would have to stall for like a minute while I go get it, but no, what? I'll take.
I could stall.
Hang on a second. Okay, how about you? Talk about your background in journalism. I'll be right back, guys.
Okay, so. I can carry this. So I was an entertainment editor at a high school in Arizona. So I moved there in sixth grade. I was born in Michigan. That's why I'm a big Packers fan. And I was born up in Peninsula, Michigan, moved in sixth grade to Arizona. I lived there for most of 20 years. I graduated as a senior in New Mexico because of they have a really cool scholarship program for high school, but I hated it there. So anyways, I was an entertainment editor, and I actually wrote, you'll appreciate this. This is why I wanted to do the movie one with you later on. I have a wife, and I'm trying to, you know, have some time with her. So that's why I didn't want to do a movie one quite yet, but I've been thinking about starting a TV and movie one. So I ran movie reviews for probably, let me think, 4 or 5 years in high school and college.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a while, and I'm a little older now.
Yeah. And like I said, and by the way, there it is.
There you go, man.
Gophers.
I like it.
It's a nice shirt. It's a nice color. I have a shirt that says M on it from Minnesota. That's cool.
Hey, if we do a movie one, you'll have to wear both. Do the matching. Like, I almost wore Packers, but my wife was giving me crap about my hat, so.
But, yeah, definitely. Even, like I said, I'm always looking for guests to do, like, a collaborative, either on your own or with me. You know, there's always some kind of movie. Ooh, I might have an idea.
I'd love to hop on the movie one after the holidays.
Yeah.
Maybe after football season.
Yeah, definitely.
When things slow down.
Yeah, when I'm finally finishing Power Rangers, too, especially because I'm still working on seasons 27, 28, 29, and 30. So
I got
nice, man. So I'm almost done. I actually talked to Larry about that today. So we were actually talking.
All right. What's your all-time favorite scary movie?
No,
it's from, right?
Huh?
Scream.
I would say.
Have you seen Scream?
No.
I don't know.
That's
just curious.
That's a tough one. That's a really tough one.
There's a lot of good ones, right?
I think. Definitely not Psycho, because Psycho is just so obvious. You know, when the creepy music starts playing, and especially when that creepy. Okay, I would probably say Bird, which is
You know, I haven't seen the Birds, and there's a new Nosferatu next year with Eggers. I'm a really big movie buff, just so you know.
Yeah.
There's a new Nosferatu with Robert Eggers. Oh, he's got a good cast too. I think Anya Taylor-Joy is going to be in it. And I gotta say, I really, really love Halloween and The Shining, but Psycho's a great one. But new ones? Have you seen Get Out? I love that. If you consider it
I've never seen that.
Scary movie, it's awesome.
You know the reboot of It?
Oh yeah, I just watched 1 and 2. That was so much fun.
It was done here in my town. Not kidding you. Right here in Durham region. Yeah, it was done right here locally, right in town.
Are you serious?
I'm not serious. I'll send you a link to it if I can find it. I'm gonna send you.
Very cool.
I gotta remember to send you two links for Prism Studio because you wanted to check that out, and also the one for It. But it was done locally here, which is really really cool. Actually, my former colleague Justin. Big shout out to Justin. He actually was is a extra on the show, on the not the show, the movie.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool, man. Seriously, yeah. I like that a lot.
I think he talked.
That's awesome, dude.
I think he talked about it on an interview I did with him earlier this year. He's saying last year, but it's not next year yet. So, but yeah.
If you find that one, send me that one. I'll look through your old shows.
Yeah.
Your old episodes.
It's on video.
That's cool though, dude. Like, the most like call to fame thing I can think of is I ran into Ashton Kutcher in a bathroom in Vegas once.
Really?
And he walked in and he said something about I was talking to him with something in my hand because I was peeing at a urinal, and that cracked me up because I was like, dude, my buddy was in there, and I'd never do this, but it was Ashton Kutcher. I elbowed him. I was like, Ashton Kutcher, because we were there for this show. My buddy is a huge tech nerd. We actually saw this show in Austin as well. We used to go follow him called Dig Nation. It used to be a huge podcast when podcasts just started in the I think it was like, seriously, we went to Vegas to see Ashton Kutcher with them in like 2010 or 11. They had a live show that was like right when podcasts that just like right after they'd started. This was cool. So but we went and saw them at South by Southwest, the festival that's huge in Austin, Texas. We went there to see their show. This was like 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Shows you how old I am.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher is probably getting up there now since then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got me by 10 years. He's 45, so. Yeah.
I went to see the Willy Wonka movie, which is a prequel.
Okay, so you can't spoil the plot, but can you tell me what you thought?
It was good. It was really good. Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson was in it. Of all people, Mr. Bean, the guy that played Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson was in it as a priest. And I was like, really?
How did Hugh Grant do as the Oompa?
He was good. He was good. Yeah.
And how was Timothy Chalamet? Did you like him?
Yeah, he's good. Now I want to go.
I thought he played a good.
Now I want to go. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I thought he would play good Wonka.
Yeah,
so that's good news.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but I'm gonna do a review on my blog on Monday. So, for those who are listening to the audio tomorrow, you'll be seeing that tomorrow. So.
Okay, so outside of Wonka, this will help me like narrow down your movie like your preferences. What's the last few you saw this year, either in theaters or on video? What's some favorite ones that you saw? Because I loved Oppenheimer and Barbie.
I'm trying to think.
I didn't see it in theaters, but Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was freaking amazing. Oh my gosh, the first one was great. This one was awesome.
Yeah. Super Mario Brothers was up there. That was
Super
awesome.
Mario Brothers was really good.
That's gonna be.
I was actually really impressed with it. My buddy had told me it wasn't that great, like because he's a big Mario fan. Yeah. But I liked it. Like, the plot was, you know, nothing amazing, but it was a fun movie. It was good.
Yeah. We're going to be Larry and I will be doing a review on that probably some point, or, you know, whoever. I don't know. We'll see. Whoever gets to it first, we can do it. I didn't see very many movies. There's still a couple. The one I want to see is that new Halloween movie. The last one with Jamie Lee Curtis. Came out.
Yeah, that's from last year. I skipped it. I might watch it at some point. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I really like the Halloween from 2018. It's actually one of my favorite recent scary movies. I was super impressed with that one. Just the way they were able to reuse the familiar ingredients and it worked effectively. Whoo! It wasn't like, you know, the best thing I've ever seen, but I'm a big Halloween fan and I've skipped a lot of the crap ones, and that one was really good.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, as good as that one was, the second one was kind of a letdown. It was, I didn't like it as much. So I didn't watch 3 because I still stupidly look at movie reviews and I heard it was bad. So I have not, over the break, I might indulge and try it because I do have Peacock. So I might give it a shot.
And Indiana Jones, the new Indiana Jones, I've not seen it yet. I heard there was a big letdown. I heard it wasn't that great. Yeah.
Do you like Marvel movies?
Yeah, I saw there's
Guardians?
Yeah.
I skipped Marvels.
Yeah,
which is like, I'm a little worried for Marvel moving forward because they're kind of becoming DC in my opinion.
Yeah,
where like they're movies, because they're trying all this TV crap, it's like they're really getting hit or miss with their movies. And I gotta say, I'm really disappointed with them since Endgame. I've skipped movies, man. I've caught every movie from Iron Man to Endgame, and now I skip some because they look like trash.
Yeah.
I did see Guardians 3. It was great. I really liked it. But I skipped Marvels. It looked terrible. I didn't watch Ant-Man either. It didn't look good.
There's a Aquaman, I think, coming out next year.
DC,
yeah.
So it comes out Friday. I think. I'm pretty sure it comes out Friday.
Yeah.
My wife, though, do you know about the, there's this, the whole thing with the girl in the movie that she's the one who was with Johnny Depp and all that defamation case. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk my wife into seeing it. Amber Heard.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I don't know.
I kind of wish they'd just taken her out of the movie.
Yeah, I don't even know what was going on with that. That kind of went quiet.
He won the defamation case.
Yeah, that's good. So. You know, he played in the regular Wonka.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That one was
I've not seen that one yet. I haven't seen it yet. That's on my bucket list, though, is that one.
I got so many on my bucket list. Like, I just watched The Godfather for the first time, the first one. I still haven't seen two. I have to watch it.
There's a TV series called Monk. It's a detective series.
That was a fun show. My dad really liked it. I haven't seen all of it. I've seen bits here and there.
It's funny, yeah.
He's a good actor. He's funny. Tony Shalhoub.
There's a movie on Peacock, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yes. You're right. There is a movie. I forgot about that.
That's on my bucket list. Maybe this weekend I'll dabble into
it. Did you watch the whole show?
Yep. I have all eight seasons upstairs.
Nice,
Yeah, I also own Magnum P.I., the original Magnum P.I., because I watched the new one I watched. But they're going to be coming to an end of that series, though. But...
Very cool, man. Yeah, Aquaman comes out this Friday. It is the last movie that's the whole, if you know about the whole DC thing, it's the last one before stupid James Gunn, who did Guardians 3. He's the DC head now.
Yeah.
They're going to reboot all of it, except for maybe he might come back, but they're recasting all the people. He's doing a new, if you saw the actors in it, he's doing a new Batman. Ooh. Or sorry, a new Superman.
Oh, that's even bigger all out of me, yeah.
But Henry Cavill's not coming back. They recast him.
Oh, really?
And they got the girl from Marvelous Miss Maisel, Rachel Brosnahan. I don't know how you say her last name. She's going to be Lois.
Okay.
Marvelous Miss Maisel from Prime.
I watched that's probably on my bucket list to rewatch is Supergirl with Elizabeth Noyce.
Yeah, I want to check that show out. My wife loves CW shows, and I haven't watched all of them. I'm stuck on. I like Deadwood. I'm on that right now, but also I'm watching Better Call Saul for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Like I'm binging it. Like when I'm not doing all the podcasting stuff, it's been good.
Yeah. When I'm not doing what I'm doing, I just finished up The Santa Claus is season 2. That was really good.
Nice, man.
It's kind of nice to have to bring back my childhood, because The Santa Claus was a movie, and that's what I'm actually working on right now is The Santa Claus movie for next Friday. It'll be going out to all platforms. So
very cool, man. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. And I got Mr. Bean after that, too. Got two Mr. Bean episodes I want to do back to back. So that's going to that'll be a lot of fun to just talk Mr. Bean. And maybe I'll dabble into that series a little later on or something. Do a Mr. Bean Beanathon or something for a podcast.
Hey, that could be its own show probably. There's a few shows I think like you could just like talk straight about that show and have years of content like Game of Thrones and so many other ones.
I want to get into
you could do a whole Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad thing. Like there's so many. Mr. Bean would be a good one. I like that idea.
Yeah. I got Full House and Fuller House on my list too. I got also Futurama, which that's been rebooted too, so.
Oh, wait. They rebooted that? I didn't know they did that.
They did, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very cool. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I don't know if it's been renewed or not, but it was really, really good. It was really good. Can you talk about your podcast, Fun Football Podcast? What is it about?
So, yeah, me and my buddy. All right. So, yeah, me and my buddy Bill, I used to work with him at a school. We don't work together anymore. It was a couple of years ago. We were doing a pick'em. We did it last year. And then I decided to start the Fun Football Podcast back in September. I'd actually thought about doing a movie and TV one, and I did some practice runs with my buddy. I was really close to doing that instead, because they are more popular than sports, and I love it, obviously. But I decided I just had the itch, and I was like, I gotta try this. So I started it solo, and now I bring Bill on for one of my episodes, and the other one I'm kind of starting to rotate a host. After the season, I'll probably go to one episode because it's driving my wife nuts. It's because now I'm doing all these other guest things.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to figure out a way to make it more manageable time wise. But I decided I was like, I love talking football, and while I love teaching, and it kind of is a dream career sometimes. But it's also exhausting. If I wasn't doing that, I'd probably want to do podcast, like something with either radio or in sports journalism. My only concern is the time, like I've seen it now, the effect. It's at nights and weekends, which does kind of stink. So it might just stay a hobby. But I love it. It's fun talking it. I'm having more fun with it than I expected. The live shows have been awesome. We did two live ones, and if StreamYard gets their stuff together, there'll be another one tomorrow, actually. I hope you join. I got a Patriots guy coming on.
Yeah, I'll be there, yeah.
He does a Patriots podcast.
Yeah,
the Foxborough Bellas podcast. Mm-hmm. I had a guest shots from the sideline on this Monday. We do a pick 'em episode, and then I do once, that's with Bill, and sometimes we're going to bring other guests on. That's on Wednesdays or Thursdays, typically. And then my other episode earlier in the week, now I'm pushing it to Sunday, but it's usually on Monday or Tuesday, so I space them out two days apart.
Yeah.
And that's a recap episode, and I'll do a little fantasy chat in there. And I like doing top five. Me and Shots from the sideline, we did top fives from each, conference. Mm-hmm. But it's just been a blast, man. I'm going to keep it going in the spring through free agency and the draft. I'll be doing it at least once a week. And then I'll probably shut it down for the summer and reboot for season two.
Yeah.
But I think what helped me keep it going, too, is like my aunt, who's like my mom, has given me good feedback. My dad, he's been listening to me about all this stuff. He hops on. Mm-hmm. He was on one, not the one that you were on, Chris, but he'll probably be on the chat. He'll
yeah.
be on the one tomorrow. And I've had friends give me a bunch of feedback that's been useful, quite a few. And Buddy Ed, Lauren from Fantasy. And I've got some other awesome friends in Arizona and Texas now. I built a base in Texas, too. I lived here for 5 years. I like not living up in the city, though, now. Living outside the city is nice. I'm south of Dallas a ways. And it's been kind of a dream, man. But honestly, it wouldn't be possible without my wife. She's been the best. She's given me awesome suggestions, even though it's a lot to listen to me talk about all the time. But she's awesome. She's my rock, and she's given me a ton of support with it and made me my biggest fan. But she's also given me a really good feedback on directions to go, because sometimes I get conflicting feedback. And to be able to sound stuff off her has been awesome, and I wouldn't be able to do this if I didn't have that support. So it means a lot, because in the past with my previous stuff, which I won't go too far into, but my ex, it wouldn't have been possible. But she's my wife, Lindley. She's the best. And yeah, man, even her dad was trying to help me set up a black sheet yesterday behind this, but it was fitted, you could tell, to set up a background. So if it starts making money, I'll be able to put more into it. But no, man, it's been awesome. And the really cool thing is all the feedback I've gotten has been, for the most part, positive. Or if it's constructive, it's just little stuff. So
yeah,
I think people have been enjoying it. And it's really cool to have the support of your family to go do it and enjoy it. She plays a dinosaur game at night sometimes. That's when I hop on. So yeah.
Yeah.
So continuing and moving forward, it'll be me and Bill, an occasional guest host, because I like collaborating on our pod. The Fun Football Pod. But me and Bill have one, we do our pick'em show where we go over all the pick'ems, and we're in the top 15 in our pool right now. We're in the money, and we were like below 50 last year. We weren't even close. So this has helped a ton. So it's going to continue through the Super Bowl, because that's when the pick'em ends. And then I'll maybe go to once a week for part of the off season, but it'll continue. And I'll be bringing new guests on. I've already got a couple lined up. Millie Goats is going to be coming on soon, and Foxborough is going to be coming on, and I've been talking to some others on X. So that's one thing that I didn't expect. I don't know if you've noticed this too. The community, the podcasting community is awesome. I didn't even know, because I just got in it. It's the best.
It is, yeah. I've had a few.
Sorry, that was long-winded. Yeah. Long answer.
I've had a few
that's
people.
The deep
one. I've had people, some podcasters block me for no reason, but I just kind of shake it off, like, whatever, you know.
There you go. Yeah. That's all you can do. Just got to keep going forward, right?
Yeah, but I've had a lot of positive feedback from this show, especially. And a big shout out to those on YouTube. Apparently, I got 2 listeners, 6 likes. Whoa.
That's there you go.
That's more like, but nobody chatting. That's okay. For those on YouTube listening, feel free to chime in. Put in your comments.
I'm listening. I'm watching it too on my computer, so that's one of the accounts.
That's probably why, yes. But still, if you're listening, feel free to chime in. Feel free to ask questions, you know, get our interaction going. Maybe this is something that I can try to work it out some way, somehow, for you guys to do live interviews in the future, maybe. Who knows? But, and also, feel free if you have anything you want, like over on the off season, you have any, like, movies or anything you want to do, recap. or review, feel free to submit anything to me. You know, I'm always open for the CBOW show, because that is one of my goals for next year, is to maybe have some collaborative work from other people besides Larry and myself.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'd love to do some movie ones with you, as long as I've seen the movie.
Yes. Maybe we can do the...
I've slowed down on that with all this stuff, but we're going to go see Wonka this week. My wife loves movies. She actually loves football, too. So, yeah, man, that'd be a lot of fun. I'd like to come on a movie one. I think that'd be fun. Honestly, if time allows, that'd be my next, other than NBA, that'd be my next dabble. But these one show takes so much time. I know you can relate. It takes so much time. I'm literally having to slow down on X because it's burning me out. And I've went on Facebook to try to grab people, and it's working. But it's the social media aspect and the promoting takes forever, because I do 100% of that. Bill will share it occasionally. And he's awesome on the show, but I do 100% of the promotion stuff. Yeah. So, but also, I got to say thanks to Bill. I don't know if he's going to watch. If he does, thanks for doing the show with me, man. You make it better. And it helps me keep, you know, going and doing it. And you know your stuff, and you're an awesome friend and for doing it with me. So I appreciate it. And hopefully my wife listens this far, but you're the best too. So those two, they know each other as well. But you guys and all my friends, thanks for making this like possible, because honestly, if I'd have anybody watching or listening, I wouldn't be motivated to go. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that both live shows had people on, and now this one, this is your show, but it makes it more fun, man. Seriously.
It does. And I think I'm starting to get that little dabble of maybe I should just start doing interviews live for the heck of it.
Dude, it's awesome. Like, can you see the comments? I don't know if you can.
I'm looking.
Hold on.
I don't even see anything. I got zero.
Hold on. I'm going to YouTube. Let me see if I can see anything. Give me a second.
Nope.
I'm going to your page.
Nothing on my end. I checked. I can see it.
Okay,
on...
so I'm gonna test it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wait, where's the? I can't add. You disabled it.
No, I didn't. The chat's right there. Hang on, let me refresh. Chat's there. I see it. Yeah, I'll put hi.
I see your thing. I'm looking. Hold on.
I just put hi in the chat room under my moderator account. There, I see
no,
it.
No. Oh, the chat room. Oh, okay.
No, what? I think it's because you have.
That's me. That's my work account.
Yeah, you might actually have the. In theater mode. When it's in theater mode, it's at the bottom behind under the video.
So no, on my phone I didn't even bother with it. I'm on the computer doing it too. I'm on two things at once.
No, I think I'm definitely going to do some interviews live next year, come 2024. And I think I actually already got, I got a request. Oh, okay. I'll deal with them later. I'll explain later on what's going on. Oh, brother. Frustrating. Anyways, moving on. As Cecil Frederick would say from, what's that movie? Night at the Museum. Night at the Museum. He used to say that. That was actually Dick Van Dyke that said that in the movie, Night at the Museum. Moving on. That was a famous line he said in that movie.
Night at the Museum was fun.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a long time, though.
It's been a while for me. I want to do a recap on that one. I like Brad Garrett playing the Easter Island head saying, "Dum dum, you give me gum gum." This is funny. good old, what's his name? The guy that played Larry Daly. I'm trying to remember the actor's name.
Ben Stiller. Yeah.
Because I just did Happy Gilmore, actually. Larry and I just did Happy Gilmore 4 days ago.
Gosh, I love that movie. I wish I could have joined you guys for that one.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's one of my favorites.
That was during the daytime and you were working, unfortunately. Whoops.
Yeah. I have a day job.
Yeah, it was the 7th, actually, we recorded it. But it went up on the 12th, so... But that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun, and I had to put it explicit because of the language on that, so... But...
Yeah, I appreciate it. The show being clean, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep mine clean, too.
This one's probably the only one that's clean, but I think when it comes to the movies, I can let loose a little bit more, but I do put the explicit on there, so... But, where can they find your podcast?
Oh, yeah! I should have said that. All right, it's now on Rumble, Fun Football Podcast. It is on YouTube at, making sure I'm giving the right handles, Fun Football Podcast on YouTube. We got 56 subscribers right now. I'm if people request enough, I'll move to YouTube, but I was going to keep it on Facebook Live. The shows are on my page, Fun Football Podcast, the page. That's where I put my live streams up. Moving forward, StreamYard has a pretty cool free service. So if it works, I'm going to continue them on there. Like I said, I do an early show on Sunday, Mondays, occasionally Tuesdays. I wanted to go set days, but it's, you know, I was cramming one in before my wife gets back. She's on a cruise. So it's also, so the show is on those three platforms. It's on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook video wise, but audio wise, it's a little, the last two live episodes got messed up, but it is on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, everywhere you get your podcasts. And I hope y'all check it out. It's been a lot of fun. I love doing the pick'em thing. I just was on Game on Rumble. That was cool. I am also a guest host on the Frozen Tundra Network on Saturday and Mondays. I don't know if I'll be able to make both every week, but I've been on their last two shows, and now I'm a guest collaborator on their show, and Game On has invited me on theirs. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do all of these. yeah, so, you know, it's a lot. But my show is twice a week. This week we had a college football special. There will be one more, a recap college football special after all the bowl games, before the national championship. We'll do a recap of how awful or great we did. Bill won last year without my knowledge, so if we suck this year, it's my fault.
Some of our opinions in the chat room Thursday night, because I think I was in the car when I said hey, because I was actually in the car listening to you guys, and my dad can kind of hear you guys in the background, but I had you guys on very low, and I was listening to you on the way home from Newcastle, and I was heading home from the hockey game because my niece and nephew play hockey with the Thunder, and great hockey team. They won 2-0, which is awesome. I'm glad they won, because they were fighting for first place right now with a whole pile of teams. But yeah, I was listening, and I think it was well over an hour, 2 hours.
The bowl one? Oh my gosh! Yeah, we ran 2 hours. And, oh my gosh! I don't even know. 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, something like that. It was crazy. Yeah, I came home and I still had you on my phone. Like, okay, I gotta turn on my computer so I can switch to the computer, to the studio computer here. So, because I was still listening to you guys. I think I listened for well over an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah, you were on for a long time, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. That was awesome. I love having people in the comments. Seriously, it makes the show a lot better. Seriously.
Yeah, I accidentally almost, I kept switching back and forth between my personal and my page. I usually comment at the page normally, but I was doing something on my fan page, and I kept switching back because I had two tabs open for Facebook, and I kept switching over the other tabs. So I was like, oh, really? So what do you love about sports?
Oh my gosh, Packers. You know, I do like NBA. If this was a career, I would absolutely have a basketball one and just follow it if this was a career. I love a lot of basketball, and I would do a movie and TV one for sure. But my dad got me to fall in love with the Packers when I was young. And so I was born in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, like 3 hours north of Green Bay. And I just grew up loving the Packers. My dad, when they won that Super Bowl in 97, and I think it was January back then. I don't think it was February. I think it was late January. He actually carved a Lombardi trophy, which is named after the Packers, and ice. Like, it was pretty sweet. I've messed up hand. That's why it's like that. I had an accident when I was 18. I'll get to that in a minute. But anyways, he carved the thing. It wasn't amazing, but he carved it, and they made green and yellow bread. And the other hilarious part of the story, so we won that Super Bowl, and they lost the next year. My aunt, my dad's sister, is a Broncos fan.
Yeah,
and they lost, and we had like 150 people over. I was like 9. It might have only been like 70. I don't know. It was a lot of adults, I'll just say that. And I remember a lot of people crying because it's mostly Packers fans up there. There's a few Lions, but yeah. It was kind of sad, but we moved to Arizona. I never got on the Arizona. I do like the Suns a little, but never got on the Cardinals bandwagon. I tried out here with my ex with the Cowboys. I actually have a CeeDee Lamb jersey. My dad got it for me, and I just can't with the Cowboys though. They're great this year though. This might be their year, but every year it seems like it's their year. So
yeah,
I love NFL, man. I've done fantasy. So another story. I've done fantasy for 25 years. When I was 10 years old, right after those Super Bowls, the Packers were still good. I did a paper route for 6 months to save up for my entry into a fantasy league. And then I actually beat my uncle and was seriously like 11 when the Super Bowl happened. Let me think. No, I was 10. It was before I turned 11. It was 10 years old. I got the paper route when I was still 9. They lied about my birthday. So I ran this route for a year and a half before we moved. And it was great growing up in the 90s. I'm late 80s baby. So anyways, I ran this paper route. They would drive me around when it was too cold because it snowed up there a lot. I beat my uncle and won the fantasy football Super Bowl my first season and won like $350 with a bunch of like 1 year scrubs and beat his great team with Terrell Davis because that was his game of like 20 yards, his low in the MVP season in the late 90s when the Broncos were great. It was awesome. But I also loved basketball and loved watching Michael Jordan, and I still hold it against my mom and my dad for not letting me stay up of game six of the 98 finals and watching Jordan's shot against the Jazz. I never got to see that live. I've only seen replays of it. And I didn't find out the next day because I was in the 90s when there was no cell phones, like viably anyways. This is 98. And I found out in the newspaper the next day that he hit the shot, and I saw it on the newspaper. I was super ticked. Mm-hmm. So I still hold that against my mom. I've watched The Last Dance probably like 25 times at least, maybe 50. I don't even know. Seriously, it's a lot. So I'm a huge NBA nut, but when football's on, I don't have time to watch both consistently. So I was like, you know what? Let's do this football thing. I've done fantasy for 25 years. I was in one Super Bowl last year. I love football. This pick 'em thing with Bill, I've gotten super into, and with my stats, I joke I'm the stat guy now. But me and Bill have a lot of fun. And also, it's been really cool collabing with new people. I'm excited about the show tomorrow because it's fun bouncing off of different personalities. But I got to give a shout out to somebody famous who isn't even going to hear this unless one day he finds out who I am. Bill Simmons podcast, famous mm-hmm. sports guy. I love the way he breaks it down. And he does video, but it's primarily audio only. And that was, I was like, I feel like, not that I could do it on that level without a lot of experience or maybe even ever. But I was like, I think I could do a pretty good job. And I was like, why not try it and find out? So I tried it, and now it's kind of fun seeing in all these podcasting communities, people like, it's not fun, but it's like interesting seeing they're struggling with it. I'm like, just turn on the mic and go and see if it's for you, because that's really the only way you'll know. If you have to get comfortable in front of the mic, and sometimes you're still going to mess up.
And I always mess up. I still mess up my intros and outros all the time.
I need a video one. I'm going to be working on a video intro for the Fun Football Pod later tonight after my nap.
Awesome.
I'm going to try. Seriously, I'm going to try to have one for tomorrow. I'm not setting that as a realistic goal. Like, it might not happen by tomorrow, but before the end of the year, I want to try to have a video one up.
And big shout out to Mark Caliber, a.k.a. Josh, a good buddy of mine from Special Olympics. He chimed in the chat room there. So great to have you listening to the podcast.
Let me check it out.
So it's awesome that I think live interviews are going to be working. I think it's a big go. It's a big go for it. I just have to I just have to talk to my assistant on a couple things and see what she says. How it's going to work putting it up on, it's supposed to be up on Sundays normally, but maybe the audio only will be up on Sundays only, and we'll stream it on during the week. I'll have to
I like about YouTube is we can both see the chat. When I'm on StreamYard, I think you have to be
pro, right?
I think it has to be paid.
Yeah.
Or you have to be looking at it live. I'm not sure. I need to work on that with my part with Bill because he can't see the chat. I might have to get him on Facebook on his computer watching it to see the chat because he's not seeing it, and that hurts. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He gets kicked, booted out every time. Sorry, Bell, to say it, but gets booted out every time. Darn that stream. I blame StreamYards, eh? You know? I blame StreamYards. we can blame StreamYards for it, but it's a great app. It's great. But I mean, I wish there was more free features to it, you know? In my opinion, I wish there was more. Like, where you can stream at least two platforms, not one. That's the only downfall. And that's why I'm going to recommend Prism Studio to you. I'll send you the link.
Thanks, Matt.
I didn't remember what the other link was. I forget. I'm getting old. 38. And I'm getting old here, but aren't we all, really?
Yeah, exactly.
If you were not, okay, so we've already answered what you would be doing if you were not a sports podcast, and you would obviously be TV and movie kind of, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe
you
an education one in the future too. I could talk education all day, especially if I wasn't teaching. Even while teaching, I have a ton of stuff I could say about teaching.
Yeah.
The good, and there's good. There's a lot of good, but there's also a lot of bad right now. Public education.
True.
For sure. It sucks in Texas. It's a money pit because when I moved here 5 years ago, it was one of the highest paid. It was seventh in the country and by a lot of metrics, and now it's below 30th. And they were in the middle. They're like 25th-ish, 27th. Yeah. Now they're in the 40s. It's kind of gone downhill.
That's not good. Bot.
No.
And if you see a bot in there, That's the Nightbot. I forgot to disable it. It's randomly pulsing links. I apologize. Do you ever listen back to any of the podcasts or no?
Mine?
Yep.
Yes. Not all the way through, but I've listened to at least 10 to 15 minutes of every one of my shows.
Yeah.
I used to do it to boost my views so I felt better. But no, I was trying to like listen to bits. I don't listen to the whole thing because I actually spend a lot of time listening to other people's shows and not stealing ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see what works. I've accidentally stolen a couple lines from Bill Simmons, but I don't even try to do that anymore. I'm just seeing what works for them and their thoughts on things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Only time I listen back is, well, obviously, you know, usually on Sundays I do a premiere. I premiere the episode and all that. And usually, like, Kelsey and I are in the chat room chatting with everybody, which is a lot of fun and all. I enjoy doing that every week as a weekly thing. Minus the interviews now that they're going to be going live in the future. But that's the only time I listen to
that. You're liking this, huh? You're liking the live? It's fun, isn't it?
You've got
it adds a lot. It really does.
You've got me to dabble into going live now.
Yeah, man, live.
That way I can
If I start a movie one, which is highly unlikely right now, maybe in the summer, but I'm really not sure if I've got the energy for two. If I do, I'm going to have you on. But I honestly just like don't know if this one takes so much time. Second one seems pretty daunting. Like I'm already trying to slow down on some stuff with this one. So
that's why I suggested you just dabble a little bit with the CBLW show. You know, like I said, always open to guests. Appearances, even on your own or with me, like I'm always around. Minded to them, unless I'm traveling, I'm on my world travels or my national travels around the country or in the U.S. of A. Like I did this year, because I was in the U.S. this year for a bit for a visit. So that was a lot of fun.
Okay. So I went to Canada when I lived in Upper Michigan. I went to Canada once at Sault Ste. Marie. Yeah. So I've actually been to Canada once. My only other country visits, I've been on 4 cruises now. My wife is she's only 28. She's younger than me. And I think this is her like 16th cruise, something stupid.
Wow.
And her grandma's been on like 35, 40 of these suckers. Yeah. So
she's going to have a lot more than her grandma. I think I'm predicting now she's going to have more than her grandma did. I think, but,
I'm thinking so. And I've got a stepdaughter who's also amazing. I will try. What time are we at? So she can see I talk about her. Hold on. What minute are we at on this right now? Like 49? 49. Freeland, my stepdaughter, I don't know if I'm supposed to say her name, but my stepdaughter's the best. I don't know if I'm supposed to say her name on YouTube, but she's awesome and she's having fun on the cruise. And I miss her a lot, but she's also the best. So, yeah, I just had to give her a little shout out too.
What are you
going? She's been on 3 cruises and she's going on a 4th one in February. So she'll have me tied and she has her 5th one next September. So she'll have been on more. I have my 5th one with my wife next October. Mm-hmm. So by the time she's 5, she'll have been on more cruises and been gold on Carnival before I am. Wow. If you can believe that.
That's crazy. That's nuts. Yeah. What are your goals for
this
the podcast?
Fun, man.
What's your goals for the podcast in 2024?
Get paid.
Same here. I'm having a bit...
Okay. So I'm shocked at the number of views recently. Dude, like I told you, now that's raw views on Rumble, but like straight views, the last episode hit over 500. If I could crack 1,000, and if I could get 100, like 50 to 100 live, that'd be awesome. But if I could get into the thousands, that'd be sweet. That's my goal. I want to try to build up the Facebook and get as many followers on there as I can. I'm just hoping to keep getting more people watching it. I don't know if it'll ever be more than just a hobby, but I just want to get more people watching it and having fun, and maybe doing better on their pick'ems.
Yeah.
Or fantasy. I thought about, my dad wants to maybe do a fantasy one. He doesn't want to go on camera, but again, if time allowed, I probably actually should have thrown that in earlier. I'd probably do a fantasy football one. My fantasy football knowledge suffered this year because I spent hours upon hours upon hours studying podcasting for this, because I got the bug and it's annoying. Yeah. It won't go away. It's stuck.
So if you were to do another sport for podcasting, which one would it be and why?
Fantasy football or basketball for sure. NBA. I don't watch hockey or baseball.
Yeah.
Maybe college football, actually, but I think my wife would disown me if football turns into Saturdays too.
True, that's true. Top 5 favorite NFL teams.
Ooh, good questions, man. All right, Packers for me, but for the wifey, I'll toss in Eagles and 49ers. They are fun, although they're both the Eagles are struggling right now. She's gonna hate me for this. I love watching the Chiefs, but they're right now they're ticking me off. So I will put, let's say Packers, 49ers, Eagles. I don't really even like two more. I'll just list teams I've always kind of historically not hated. Always kind of, even though they've ticked me off in the 90s, I always liked Denver because of my aunt. I was kind of rooted for them because she liked them. And I don't know, there's just something about them. But I'm just a diehard Packers fan. Like, I can't root for anybody else in the division. It's just impossible for me. I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
I should have had my Packers hat on.
I just can't do it. Yeah. In the AFC right now, I'm pulling for Baltimore to figure this stuff out. So, but I actually really just like one team. Seriously. Yeah. Like, I root for Philly, KC, or not Philly, KC. Sorry, Philly and San Fran for my wife.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I really like Houston this year with their rookie quarterback. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I try to find players, but man, it's Packers all the way for me. Like,
yeah,
absolutely.
Same here.
And the Lions and Bears and Vikings are terrible. But I got to say, but I just like talking football with people. Shots from the Sideline, who is going to come on again this week. I'm talking to him right now too. He is a Bears fan, and we cut it up on the episode on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You should, Chris, that was our last non-live episode, but it was video.
Yeah.
And I think you'd enjoy it. I messed with them a little because their quarterbacks suck, but it was fun. And it was cool cutting it up with a Bears fan. And I'm not going to be a turd and say that teams are terrible, even if they are. My team is not great this year. Mm-hmm. It's just fun talking football with people.
Yeah. Bears are doing okay. They're doing a little bit better, you know? They're starting to pick up. I mean,
they're starting to figure it out.
Yeah, but it's a little too late now, and I'm not feeling too optimistic with the Packers after, what was it, Monday? I think it was Monday's game. Was this a Monday, or was it Sunday night? Monday, I think it was.
Oh, the Monday night game, the stupid Giants game that they lost? That was terrible?
Yeah.
That one was bad.
That was
awful.
I was cursing at the screen here in the studio, and my dad was like, what the heck are you screaming about down there? I said, yeah, the Packers just holding the ball, just standing there, like bumping the log. That's why I was cursing at them. I was getting mad.
That was just such a disappointing game. I was actually doing the interview with Shots on the Sideline.
Yeah.
I missed most of it, and then I caught the end, and I've watched the highlights and read plenty. I honestly, like, I'm going to be honest with you, man. If this took off, or even just for fun, I thought about slowing the social media down and doing a blog and the show, because I like writing. I used to write a lot of sports, and I thought about that in the future, too, because it's just a lot of, I love reading and listening to sports, and that's kind of why I wanted to get into this, because I was like, I'm consuming so much of it already. Why not give a little too?
Yeah. I recommend Blogger. They're pretty good. Blogger is what I use for crispyontheweb.com. So.
Well, I don't have a website, and I've been trying not to spend money until I make some money on this. But I made some money on my picks, so I'm counting. I got the thing to connect the Xbox headphones that I'm wearing. So, yeah.
That's good. Any other sports team you like outside of football?
Yeah, I like the Lakers with basketball. I'm a bandwagon fan. I kind of root for the team. But I like LeBron. Even though he can be frustrating, I do like the Suns, and I just root for players in the NBA, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. When I watched baseball, I used to like the Braves when I was a kid. I don't know why I didn't get into, like, hockey. It's obviously the Red Wings, but
yeah.
I don't I know up there, I'm sure you watch a lot of hockey, but I hockey games live are a lot of fun for me.
Yeah.
I just I'm like, if I get into all four sports, I would never stop watching sports, so I've had to, like, kind of limit it to the one or two.
Mm-hmm.
But college football, unfortunately, I like Michigan, but they are ticking me off this year with all their baloney. So
yeah, it's just like the Blue Jays with their disappointing taking out Braille's off the mound in the playoffs, and that costed them the whole playoffs against Minnesota. So I kind of disowned them as a team for next year. I'm not gonna be focusing on that much. I might do Orioles next year, even though they were
even though they were
a disappointment too, because they came all high and mighty, all we're gonna win the Great Cup and all that, and they lost to Montreal in the East Finals. Like, damn.
Well, and the Rangers won the World Series. I couldn't believe it for baseball.
Yeah.
Everyone here went absolutely nuts. But I actually watched a little baseball. I had not watched any. I turned on the World Series. But no, I mostly keep it to football and basketball. I read and consume a lot of basketball, and I watch it when I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better with watching that after the season ends. But I've actually only watched so much football this year because of the podcast. But I read so much stuff, and this Packer podcast helps, because I'm learning even more about them from all these other guys on the show, the Frozen Tundra. So they absolutely hate their Lions.
Yeah.
And Bears and Vikings. I warned my buddy the shots on the sideline. Mm-hmm. I warned him, the guy from that, he's a Bears fan. I was like, man, you might not want to come on this show. They just are going to rip you, seriously.
Yeah. It's like the Raptors basketball team. They're terrible, but they won. It's like, what? They won? Like,
they're a weird team. They've got a lot of talent, but they need to make a trade because they're kind of stuck in purgatory. But
yeah,
at least they got that one title. They got that one title with Kawhi, but
yeah,
they need to make a move. They need to trade probably Siakam or somebody. It sucks because they've got some young talent, but it doesn't mesh. I think if they made a move or two, they'd actually be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to do something. They're kind of stuck in the middle to mediocre range right now.
For sure. Is there any website or social media you'd like to promote?
Yeah, follow the Fun Football Podcast on Rumble. The page on, it's got a profile too, but the page on Facebook especially is where you want to check it out at. YouTube, it is Fun Football Pod on X. It is also on Instagram and Snapchat. And now, I didn't even tell you this yet because I set up last night, Chris, but it's got an email, funfootballpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
There are 25, I think. Yeah, 26 is tomorrow. 25 episodes out. Mm-hmm. This will be the 26th episode tomorrow. Wow. There'll be another one next week. There'll be two episodes next week. With the holidays, there might only be one the following weeks after that. But I've been blasting it on there. I'm in a bunch of groups on Facebook, and I hope you all check it out.
Yeah, and you can find him also on our Facebook group as well. He blasts out on the group too. I do, from time to time, I'll post it up on the fan page without trying to spam my 78 followers on there. Sorry, guys, on Facebook that are listening to us on Facebook.
I'll put some polls up. I used to be the poll guy. I'm going to put some more polls up later.
Yeah.
So you'll see some of them. You've seen a lot of my polls on X.
Yes.
I blasted X.
I think Kels is gonna get overwhelmed with all your posts.
I'm sorry. I'm really trying to limit it. I was getting a little overboard, so I'm working on it.
I think she's one of the listeners. I think just hasn't said anything. She's probably got us.
Yeah. Is Kels listening? Nice.
Probably. She's probably just lurking in the background. She's probably doing stuff that I've asked her to do. Gonna be working on. I should take a selfie of us after we're done this. So I can send it to her. And then I can put a proper thumbnail on the video because I did not do that, and she's been
here. Good shot.
She's been giving me crap for it.
Hey man, thanks for having me on. This was a lot of fun. I'd love to do a movie one with you in the spring. Definitely after.
For sure.
After March is when I'm going to slow it down to one episode, I think, or after the draft. But after the season, I'll definitely be doing some only one a week because I'm going to burn out if I don't, and then I'll take some time off in the summer, so I'll have more time. But yeah, man, I appreciate you having me on. I want to say thanks to all my family and friends for supporting me. My awesome wife, she's the best, and my co-host. But thank you to Bill, especially for doing the show with me, and to my wife for all the help and support to keep it going and listening to me drab on about it. I appreciate it. And all my family and friends, but especially to my wife, because I don't think I'd be able to do it without her. So
that's true. Yeah,
this was fun too, man.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for coming on today, and definitely look forward to collaborating with you on the other podcast down the road too. That's audio only, so I don't have to worry about video.
You're gonna go video on that one? Am I gonna talk you into it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Video, man. No. You know what? I like audio only. That's why I got into podcasting in the first place. I get it, man.
Yeah. I think this one's gonna be. I am going to dabble to Rumble next year, though. That is in the works.
Yeah. There you go, man.
But it won't be live on Rumble until I get five listeners, or five subscribers.
Well, I will follow you, and I can ask Shots too. Shots from the Sideline. His name's Med.
Yeah.
Med from Shots from the Sideline. He's a really cool dude. Yeah. He came on that Monday show.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you think on that one, because it was a Packer and Bears fan, so I think you might like it.
I think I started listening to it.
He's
and
good.
I accidentally clicked out,
It was a good episode.
Yeah. Anyways, we should wrap up so you can go have your little siesta, as they say down there.
Oh, I've got 6 hours until Frozen Tundra. I might nap for four of them. Seriously.
Yeah.
I was so nervous for Game On, and I've never done three shows in a day. And just seriously, Game On, one of their episodes, the site was down and it fluctuates. I've noticed, but their last episode of this last week had 170,000 people. And wow. I was like, oh my gosh. Like I'm at like 600 views on one. Like, that was scaring the heck out of me. So I was like, words, what are words?
Yeah.
It'd be like, even though I don't like ESPN that much anymore, it'd be like going on ESPN.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do? Yeah. Remember what the English language is to start with.
Yeah. And at least the CBLW show, it's less pressure doing the podcast without being physically on camera and showing your face and all that. I could probably even just have these ring lights. I got the three ring lights in front of me, so I could just probably have those off. Just have the Christmas lights on, I have a little light that's going to go underneath, so that'll be really cool. So, but
hey, you don't have comments turned on. My brother's telling you right now. He's saying he tried to leave a comment because I asked him to come in. Hold on, I'm texting him right now. Just hold on a second.
Yeah, let me just go to the back here. Okay.
He's fixing it.
The chat is active.
I'm trying it now. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. And we are just about to wrap. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Oh, wait, there he is. My brother. I see it. I was in Safari and not on YouTube.
Thanks, Austin. I appreciate it.
I'll tell him to subscribe so you hit your 50.
Always, if you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the podcast. We are going off air in a moment, but do subscribe. There is one more show to go out. That will be on Friday. We'll be live on Friday, December the 22nd. That is 6 days from now. We'll be live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. That is 6 p.m. Central Time. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for such a great season this year. Wow. It's been incredible. It was an incredible run this year. Thank you to all the guests up there that have come on throughout the year. Shane, Isaac, who else? Tim and Bob and all of you guys. You know, thank you guys so much. You guys are the reason why this podcast is still existing. It's because of you guys. Like I said to Isaac on X yesterday night, that one little fun fact that, you know, it's because of you guys I kept going beyond the 2 years, beyond COVID, the pandemic.
They want you to keep going, man. Yeah. They want you to keep going, man.
So
I want you to keep going. This is fun. Yeah. Seriously.
A podcast that was supposed to be only around for 2 years. Incredible run. Thank you guys so much. And I will see you guys on Friday, December the 22nd for the Christmas special live. This will be up on the Sunday on the audio only. Same with the other podcasts. And also, don't forget to follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, at Instagram, Threads, at Crispy on the Web. I will see you guys next Friday for the live Christmas edition. And until then, have a good one. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.